Blog Talk Radio.
Pew cued. What the hell? Hi, everybody. Hey, everybody. Kevin, you. Okay, so it's been kind of a long time since we've done a show. I don't remember when the last one was.
Today. Okay, have we hit 100 yet?
100 what?
Shows?
We're on number 82 right now. Probably because we've had a few fails that we deleted.
Yeah, fails.
So, yeah.
Life of our story. Yeah,
so this is what I was saying. We're booked to this. Like, we were hoping to do it, like, around...
We usually do it around what time? 10?
Well, yeah, we usually do it at 10, but, I mean...
Oh, I mixed it up.
We started drinking kind of early, I think. And then I remembered that you can only do prime time.
Yeah.
From 6 to 10, so...
Well, for the record, I thought I was pulling my chase in, which was... Sprite or fucking this generic one of mine, and then I thought I was pouring in my booze, but I mixed it up. Instead, I poured in lemon lime and then my booze for the chase. So this is gonna be all fucked up.
Hey everybody, Merry fucking Xmas! Can turn off the fucking audio.
I don't know what this is.
No, people can hear us. I don't know.
I hope so. Thanks to my baby, I got my new phone, so hopefully this will freaking
the support thing needs to quit fucking pumping.
I need my LED light for my damn, from our little Halloween balloon, our lit-up balloons. I just chatted them up, took the lights out. And...
All right, the studio interface is really starting to fucking drive me nuts.
Was that there before?
No, I have a thank you to Pablo saying, in service to the holidays, our sport will be closed December 23rd to 26th.
Cool.
I said, so
what's up?
And yeah, keeps fucking showing up. No, we're not off the air. It's
I'm here. I'm belching. My barn door is wide open.
Oh, my God. It's
what?
Going to strangle
so
everything.
Up.
No, I don't want to do this. Okay.
Is it going on stand?
No.
Or is it okay?
No, fine. Okay.
Okay, everybody.
Why won't it let me upload music? Because
Why does that have to sing around dance song?
Oh, no.
Entertainment. Well, we have had good shows where we did our own entertainment. your hair.
Thank you.
Stop fucking it up. It looks like it's filling some color to it.
Well, you know, it's faded over the last
year. Well, you know what? Vinegar might help you see it, but...
I have a little bit of red left, so... But I also have a little bit of purple left, so I might do two colors.
Why did you purple? Mine.
Because my next color I'm planning on doing neon green.
The jerk that fucking... puts me down for wanting to put some color streaks in my hair.
Keep that one down.
Oh, my gosh, I'm over there looking at freaking, my back's wind. And I wanted to get the bubble gum pink, and he was all bitching about how it's chemicals I'm putting on my body and everything. That was actually when we first started talking and stuff, and then,
okay, yeah, I can't upload audio because this thing's being a fucking cocksucker.
I wonder if it's my phone or...
No, it's my phone. Your mind is connected to the internet.
That's right.
Your internet.
Well, so it's not my phone's fault. You can't download audio, right? Or is it?
No, I'm not trying to download audio. I'm trying to upload audio.
It's
just retarded, man. Fuck this. Whatever. Oh, well. We just filmed this video a little bit ago, our Truth or Dare video.
Mm-hmm.
Except it was all dares, and you're going to want to watch it. Because it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I said, you hold my hand out to the phone.
I'm sitting here thinking vinegar for your hair to hold that color, and I'm sitting here thinking of the fish and chips and vinegar song.
Oh, my God, fish
and chips and vinegar. So rub in your hair, fish and chips and vinegar.
Ew.
Which would be a paper basket of French fries and fish and chips that were fried vinegar.
Gross.
Fish and chips and vinegar. Okay. What's that other sign? Anyhow, That is right. When Finsberg died, which was our fishy, I started singing.
Oh, yeah, when you started singing that.
I started singing. Well, I didn't mean to sing it, but I was singing a song about fishy, and all of a sudden I started audibly singing fish and chips and vinegar pop. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Did the fish explode? Because why do you say fish and chips and vinegar pop?
like it all blew up.
I mean, when you say pop like pop rocks in a pop rock, do they fucking blow up? So what, did the fish motherfucking blow up like a pop rock? I mean, seriously? I mean, what does that mean? 15 minutes? Never mind. Yeah. Anyway, God, wonderful, because I don't want to start reading shit like I did before and fucked it up. Now I'm sitting on a stool.
Depressed. The show's over and organized. I didn't even get to upload audio for a song to play in the middle of the show, nor did I realize that I forgot to change the length of the show from 15 minutes to 30 minutes.
Thankfully,
I was able to change it in studio panel, so we're good.
Talking about this earlier to my friend today about blah, 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 archive this, archive that, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to archive my face.
I'm going to archive this stool because it's so uncomfortable. I'm going to buy a pillow for it.
Seriously,
I am so fucking over those My Pillow goddamn commercials.
Dude, I want one of those. I want them.
I bought one. Well, my driver. My driver friend said she got one for her and her husband, and when you go online, they ask you whatever issues. Do you wake up with neck aches or shoulder aches, whatever.
She got one for her and her husband.
She got one for her and one for her husband. I'm just saying, when you do order them individually, they ask you questions, and she said to make sure you get the right kind. They don't just send you one. They want to make sure you get the right kind. For like me with neck aches, sometimes I have neck and shoulder pain when I wake up, but then I started using that stuffed puppy. And because of the way it's shaped, all I got to do is just lay down. Oh, my God, it, like, contours to my neck. And I haven't woken up with a neck ache when I use that. So get a stuffed animal for frick's sake at the dollar store. Well, not the
dollar store.
No, not the dollar store.
I still have mine after all these years. You got those for me and Jess Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2003.
I don't know where the ponies went, but
the ponies.
Remember the ponies that got it? Well, at Wells Fargo from our banker.
Remember, you gave us the bills.
We got one, and then you opened up an account. And then when we talked
to her,
and I talked to her and said, you know, I'm going to give that one to one girl, and then you were going to give yours to your other sister. And she said, oh, let me just give you another one so you can all have one.
Yeah.
She was Muslim, and she was the coolest freaking banker ever. Mm-hmm. She was so sweet. In fact, the last time we went in there, opened up account, they had the compact grills, the ponies, and something else, and she gave us all three of them. She put them aside and stashed them under her desk.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awesome, but it's kind of boring shit. Anyway, I wish people could call in and say, hey, what do you want to see in this room?
Well, they can call in if they want to, if anybody's
there. Ain't nobody going to know, and half my people ain't going to know, because they don't know I'm even on the air right now.
Oh,
and this shit can spread like wildfire, like my herpes. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that is an awful thing to know.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Nobody talks about it. Because I bring us the cookies.
My girlfriend
sent me home some cookies. I finally, before, I was going to send her a picture.
With your dick in your ass.
Well, she had like these, they were shaped kind of like those marshmallow things. They're just like little dome-shaped, something frosted with sprinkles. And then there was another one that was...
Y'all seen this shit on my my Instagram and Facebook.
I guess you could say the other one was shaped like my pinky finger, and then at the end of it had sprinkles.
Looks like a shit dipped dick.
Yeah, it looks like a heart cancer. It looks like a heart dip. Okay, with freaking crabs. The way I put it was it looked like a dick with a hard dick with crabs celebrating Christmas because they were Christmas sprinkles. So, and it was just at the tip of it. And I'm like, holy crap, all right, we couldn't help ourselves.
So, you know.
So we made the two balls and then put that in the middle, and there you go.
Yeah.
Well, the balls were white with red sprinkles.
That's nasty.
I sent it to my boyfriend after we got home, and I showed my dad, hey, look what my driver's best friend gave me, a big old plate full of cookies. And right away, we looked in, there was M&M's, all sorts of different cookies, and we're looking, and I had to do that one. It's like we were looking, and we had ideas going through our head, dirty-ass shit like we are. And right away, and of all places, we were on our table, the plate was on the table, and after I picked up the saran wrap off it, rolled it back, I set him down on my Bible. And then I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, oh my God, I got an idea. And I raised him, like, holy shit, that's like, holy shit. So I took a picture of it.
Holy shit,
and I'm like, I should send it to her. But then I was like, maybe I shouldn't, because then I know that she's got that funky mind too. So I was thinking, well, anyway, today I'm like, I got to show you. I just got to show you. I said, when we got back with our cookies, I started, my mind started to go. I was having fun with it. And I showed her the picture, and she's like, oh, my God, I got to see that again. She threw on her glasses, and she just cracked up. I'm like, I was going to send that to you last night, but I wasn't sure. I should have been, but I was like, you know, I figured I'd just And I was like, yeah, I sent it to my boyfriend, and first thing he said was, that looks like someone that needs to go to the hospital and get checked out.
Yeah. It was like just covered balls with
I know, but just covered balls with, like, bleeding
or dick.
Yeah, it was like bleeding crabs. And then the tip of it was, like, crabs celebrating Christmas, or was the tip of it that was just covered with Christmas lights.
It was not jizz covered. It was shit covered. Jizz is white. Shit is brown. It's
was
brown.
Was it brown to sprinkle
on the cookie part, yeah.
Okay, so
the balls are jizz covered.
And then the so-called dick part was brown.
At the end of it, it was chocolate. At the end of it, was sprinkled.
Wow.
I mean, I'll pull up the picture.
I'm
see it.
Sorry, but I'm for, okay, you know what?
Don't even go into that.
I'm not for the bite, but all I'm saying is it was a multiracial picture, I guess you could say.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Please,
I can't, it got scared away now.
No, I'm watching my tongue tonight. I'm actually biting. So.
Here it is, right here. Hmm.
Are you going to post it?
There it is.
Okay.
I just posted on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, there's a piece broken.
It's either black balls covered in jizz.
So somebody was riding it. So there's a chick riding it, jizzed all over it, and then that's the STD she left them.
Yeah, that's
what
she got.
Because the STD would celebrate.
But see, you can't really see the chocolate in this picture. You just see.
Yeah, I don't see anything else.
It's space. Chocolate. You can tell more.
So it's a white thingy, but then it's brown. It looks like brown balls.
Wash it off, jizz.
Oh, girl, that's nasty.
Ew, yeah, period. It's like perfect.
I know.
Oh my God, it's like triangular.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I just say that. It's like,
whoa.
Oh, here it is. It's jizzing M&M's.
It looks like blood scatters all over the
place. I love this other one so y'all can see it. This. Use your imagination, but if you're offended, then you know what? Don't even care.
Then you belong on my fucking page.
Yeah, then you know, then you belong. You know what? Okay, we're going to say right now as our own.
Usually after people add me and then they get all offended, then they're like usually.
So much you know, right? So now, I see this all the time. You know, it's like, why do people go on videos on YouTube if you're offended? Why do you sit and watch them so you can sit and bitch about it? It's like, especially.
Because they're a bunch of fucking mostly
the BAM stuff. I guess, yeah. I get set to when I'm reading people on BAM sites saying, oh, that's just one more wasted
place. Go on.
Oh, my God. Don't even fucking go there.
No, I go off. I go off. That's like, I'll stay away from that shit. I just can't do it because I'm so into him and Ryan's defense. On the other hand, when we got stuff like this, it's like, if you're offended, stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
Go on your Christian plate. Now, look, I love God. I'm not a perfect Christian, I obviously, because I'm drunk right now almost, and I like to talk, but, you know, do the nasty things and make fun of it. But thing is,
there we go.
You're not going to see me doing, like, shit.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay.
You're not going to see me hanging out in freaking Hollywood or like, at group orgies doing group and... And you're not going to see me doing pedophile shit like Hillary Clinton and...
She's the rebel bitch.
I don't know. I know what she said. Do it.
They're not Skittles.
Do it.
All right.
Taste the rainbow. Taste the rainbow, bitch.
Yes.
Do it. Oh, hell yeah.
This sucks. I can't sit with my keyboard down on my lap anymore. I have to sit down at my desk because I don't have a fucking light in my room now, so I have to use my freaking spider light. Well, that's cool now, but usually I have it down here, but...
Well, let's see here. We could have bought a light with the money we got sent, but...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
When was that?
Today.
Oh, wow.
No.
Wow, it's a weird light bulb.
I'll ask my sweetheart if he's got a light bulb like that at their house, so... Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
I'm going to say birch. Taste the rainbow birch.
Yeah. You can see, right?
Why didn't he put it on the screen?
I was going to say, I know.
Get the fuck out of here.
I have no idea.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I'm using this right here so I can see what I'm doing unless it falls in there, which you don't want. But this should work really nice.
Ew, it sounds like a dried out rubber.
I know.
I don't know why I said it, because I don't know.
Well,
sure,
I mean, if I cut this stuff off, for some reason, the way they have the LED, the thing.
I have to go take
there.
A whiz.
All right, well, I'll take over.
So you sit and said, it'll start to jam, they squeeze it
that
together.
Fucking cut these steps to work. Well, hey, everybody, Miss Whiz Jizz and her baggy ass pants went dragging to the bathroom, and I swear to God, I saw it's my turn. I swear to God, I saw a big poof bubble. I thought I saw his pants poof up like a parachute. So it was like, no, she's in the woods, and I just can't do nothing about it, but I'm going to be mad. Yeah.
You know what's fucked up, though?
Why?
The thing that's really fucked up.
Why?
That these are my goddamn skinny jeans. And they're all buggy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still wearing socks.
Dude, all you guys do are when you wash them.
I have a pair that's smaller, though.
If you wash them and they're still baggy.
Fantastic. Birthday today.
All right. Well, if you wash them and they're still baggy, all you guys do is start toning up the belly like me.
Why did I not know?
My baby says I got a hot body. I'm like,
get the shit out of here.
There. So, are you serious? So, for the record,
that's just my joke.
Yeah, really. For the record, me and my sweetheart, 32 years later, got back together, and already put out this hot body, but I got this kind of sweaty stomach. He's got, you know, a little bit, I think he looks great. He doesn't. He needs just toning up. I got fat hanging out, skin hanging everywhere where I've lost weight, and I just need to tone up, but anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, Sarah, give us a message, because I want to try that.
I want to happy birthday to Hector Ivan
I got a rubber on my
drink. Happy birthday, Hector.
I got a rubber on my drink, Hector.
I didn't know how to say your name, and I don't even actually know who you are, but you're on my friends list. But happy birthday,
Hector Ivan Zinga Hernandez.
What's the top above an N? Zen, yeah.
I have not been. No. What are you talking about? All right, Ivan.
Yeah,
we're
just
over. Happy birthday!
I know you're listening, but
after Ivan Hernandez, that's all.
Yeah.
Hector I. Hernandez, because you don't know. Hector Ivan.
Your name is Hector.
Yeah, Hector Ivan Hernandez. Hector Ivan Hernandez. All right, well, cheers to you too.
I need my
one. I'll get it. When I got and then you get to sit and do your
yay, talk. I get to hear and talk. Yay, we have 9 minutes left.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is one of the most boring fucking shows.
No, it doesn't.
Why has the shit did
right, let's do, okay, we're hoping to be back New Year's Eve. All right,
we have not
been
doing this show for a while, so give us a fucking break.
Yep.
You ain't happy.
So hopefully, yeah, we'll be back New Year's Eve, I'm hoping, because remember that one time we did New Year's and I ended up with a dresser falling on me and you weren't on the air when we did that though, that dresser thing, but yeah, we did a show that night and it was funny because I don't know how the hell it happened, but the dresser that was in my room was heavy and shut up, you're in the bathroom. that's the mute zone. But, yeah, I don't know how, but I tried to open the drawer and it, like, fell on top of me and this thing was heavy. So I love it. My mom was walking by and she saw me on the ground with this dresser falling on top of me. And I'm calling her, and so she comes in there. She ends up getting taken down by it, too. So it's like two girls, one dresser. Huh? I don't remember that. Wait, was that? That was on Minnehaha, right? Okay, I was wondering if you were talking about Robert or not. Robert Street. Cause I thought you were on the couch at that time, but maybe you were in your room too. I don't know. Are you fucking cleaning right now?
Just for a moment.
God, she's in there fucking cleaning the bathroom.
Just for a moment.
And we're on the air.
I gotta use a toilet seat. I don't like it when it looks like that, and they fucking need to give us a new toilet, like, 3 years ago.
Well, hey, you know what? Since we don't want the stupid... Ew, you spit all over
me. I'm sorry, I'm going to go...
I put my head on, but I don't want to soak my hair up.
Because God forbid she fucks her hair up on
yourself. It's on night two of this awesome fluke that I have. You'll see it in the video, but
and my hair is wacky.
The right side of my hair is now like
I was gonna pour it like that.
The right side of my hair is pretty faded now, like the bottom, like the longer area of my hair is now like almost, I don't know, it's almost blonde in parts, and then some of it's like my natural color is weird.
I got a condom on my drink.
She's got a condom on her drink. She needs protection against ETDs.
That's right, Mom.
Drinking transmitted diseases.
I'm drinking transmitted drunkenness.
I know, right? That just sucks. I mean, I guess the cold form, actually.
I remember when my ex-husband got a cold sore. I'm just saying he acted like he never had one before. And I don't know if he ever did, but he freaked out because when he saw the report and they said, it said on the report, herpes something, and looked at me like I was cheating on him. And they're trying to explain to him, it's like when you have different strains of colds or flus. I mean, they might call, like, certain things a kissing disease, and it's like, you know what, if you're going to call this a kissing disease, don't you dare stay in front of my
husband. Oh, kiss my ass.
Okay. Well, not only that, but he was the one cheating on me, so if I got it, it was from,
oh, you know,
exactly.
Actually, there was, like, I don't remember if it was one or two, there was one, yeah,
cool.
I know. There was one guy, and he had recently shaved in that region, And apparently there was, like, this bump on there from the around that area, around that groin area. And he started freaking out, fucking saying shit to me. I'm like, are you freaking serious? No.
No.
Don't say anything
anyway,
about anybody.
All I know is
it's happened, and it's fucking ridiculous.
Well, it is, because if you shave in that area, I mean, like, I just did the other night, like 2 nights ago, I used a battery. I used three different razors.
You used a battery?
I know. I used three different razors, and one wasn't a good razor, and obviously. And I had three spots that tore off a good layer of skin, and now I have a little bit of an infection. It must have been more than one layer.
Dude, I've done that on my fucking leg before, and it turned out to be an ingrown hair.
Well, I was wondering about that, too.
Like,
but
dumb
I don't want to put powder on it because of that shit going on. I'm just saying, because of that liability stuff going around about Johnson's powder and ovarian cancer and not telling everybody about it and shower to shower. It's like
they showed up their vagina.
No, they take it, like, shower to shower, they put it in their underwear when, you know, I mean, because you get sweaty down there during the summer or that time of the month. And, like, with me, after that sort of happened, I mean, I can't lay there all day with my fucking legs.
Okay, I don't think we'll go that way.
Anyway,
let's
do our thing, yeah.
We got a minute, though.
Yay!
So,
everybody, just go for presents and fucking go.
So, we're going to, I guess, tomorrow, aside from editing this video, we're going to do this opening presents video, too.
Yeah, so it's going to go to the air and fucking whatever she wants to do with it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
I only have my third beer, but, yeah. Oh, wait. Wait, is this my second or...
That's about your fourth.
No.
Well,
this one, this is an open one.
Well, then I'm going to see your third.
I think this is...
Are you fourth?
No, this is my third one, because I threw two bottles away when I came out there to get you for the show. All
right,
okay.
Well, I brought you with your fourth.
Yeah, but I haven't opened it yet.
All
right. Well, I think this is the soberest I've been on a show since, like,
not me.
That one failed that we never even aired.
Really? Why?
I'm not sober. I'm just saying, I think this is the soberest I've been. Because I've always been, like, six beers plus deep.
I know.
Like, slurring and fucking
deep.
Dude, some gross-ass words that you don't want to say ever. Yeah.
There's something between me and my boyfriend. I don't
yeah,
care
that, okay.
about that.
Okay,
so
why did you bring it up?
Alright,
that I said it. Okay, I was referring to beer. It's an expression.
Anyway,
beef. Okay.
You like the word, Ryan.
So in other words, that's actually really
penetrate. It's like, have you had it all week in a stupid commercial about penetration? It's like,
well, you can't even say that word anymore.
You can't say penetration.
Penetrate.
You could be your poor penetrate.
I can't say that my fucking balls.
Or balls.
Balls.
Yeah.
Good. What the fuck was it? I was saying something about balls. Oh, that video that I posted, that memory from last year, we were playing Christmas, or we were playing Christmas.
No, what?
We were playing Santa for Butters, and I was saying that we were putting his balls under the tree.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even have any balls anymore.
This one on the top. I don't need a post on both sides, really. I don't want... Because then, you know,
like, your herpes. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I gotta find out if he's got one too, because he's.
Oh, God.
I'm like, dude, really? If like, maybe that's why he like, was a freak.
Cold sores, though.
They're not actually. I mean, they can say kissing disease. It's like, dude, really? You know, the last time I kissed a guy?
Cold sores are contagious, but it doesn't mean that it's like actual
exactly.
herpes.
I know. That
can't they come from that.
Mono is a kissing disease. They claim.
Like Hank Hill had.
Okay, on the Brady Bunch. The little
Oh,
we're off. Well, I'm not trying to bitch my ass hurts.
Okay, we're still on the air, but.
Well, I'm not done with this. My ass fucking hurts. So,
okay, well, she's done. So have fun. I hope you enjoyed this fucked up ass show. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Have fun. Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Fuck you, too.